Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Sure, it's 36756.
And will it be the first and last name?
Yes, Virginia Royster.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the address.
180 Yokish Road, Marion, Alabama, 36756.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see. And I see that you have the tablet and the membership to our Gadget website, and I see that you've been canceled out, and you've also been refunded for the 50%. We should go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. How can I assist you?
Where has it been refunded?
It was refunded on the 28th.
To order the latest? Is that right?
The charge was done on the 23rd of March, and the refund was issued on the 28th.
I forgot who I called. Who is this?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors.
So you don't even know who's charging me, do you?
The vendor's name is on your bank statement, ma'am. But we know the products.
Okay. I'm trying to find the number that I just called you on to find out what the charge is for.
It would have been for the tablet and for the membership to our Gadget website, ma'am.
Sugar, I don't have a tablet. I've never had a tablet. I have a laptop. I've never gotten no tablet from nobody.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this was originally ordered on March the 15th.
March 15th. From who was it from?
I do not know, ma'am. It would have been sent through either an email, either through Amazon or through Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through Facebook.
Yeah, I see this. I see it. It's order the latest, whatever it is, $7.95, and then there's another charge up here for $28.47. That's a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Have they stopped? Are they going to stop taking money out of my account now?
It's already been canceled out, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.